Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But another top issue, the border.
I'll soon come out to the border. I got my spot. I'm not giving it up.
Biden's for an open border. Just tear down everything. Let everybody come. No restrictions. I've been clear from the very beginning. The system is broken.
Although, it's not as broken as this stupid chair thing. Lose arguments to this thing.
And I'm ready to act. I think, oh, God willing, and the crick not rising, as my grandpa would say. You know, I think next week we ought to be able to work out something.
Yeah, that's it. Next week, that sounds good. Or maybe next month. That sounds bright today.
I'm ready to solve the problem. I really am.
Oh, boy. What did Jill tell me the security code for the White House phone was? 0000000.
I really am.
Joe will take care of the calls. Don't you worry about it.
But I'm the president.
I know, Joey. And I'm so proud of you. It's been such a big day. Tell you what, let's go back and have some ice cream.
Can I have the mint chocolate chip?
Massive changes, and I mean it sincerely.
You know, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I was going to work on something today. What was that? Oh, well.
And now from Times Square,
it's Pat. Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, Decision 24 with Mark Davis. Making Oil Great Again, it's Ed Kavalik and Alex Epstein. Gloria Garces just returned from Israel. Sketch comedy from Real Adam Rose and High Res the Rapper. And Tyrion in the Spotlight. Now, from Times Square, where the politicians and the pizza rats are placing bets on who's wasting their time the most between Joe Biden and Nikki Haley.
Do you like the nice... Ooh, coffee's good. Do you like the beautiful white coffee mug with the black logo? That Kevin show? The official mug that I drink the coffee out of. And we're going to give one of these away tonight. You have until 10:40 Eastern Time to send me an email, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. And enter your name for your chance to win. And here's what we're going to do the rest of this year. We're going to give up. We're going to mug you every week. We're going to mug you. We're not going to hit you with anything. That's what they do in New York. That's what we do. But we're not going to do that. We're going to give you the mugging. The mug. You're going to get the mug. We're going to draw a winner every week. Next, I don't know, 40 weeks left in the year, something like that. Give one mug away each week. But you got to register to win. The way you register is you send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and say, I would like to play for the mug. And we've got a winner for tonight. We will have a winner in the 10:40 segment. Second hour, almost to the end of the show, just before the new music spotlight. So look forward to having you there. Yes, welcome to the weekend. Oh, man, what a news weekend. You have the court case. With Trump going so well in Georgia for the former president. You could not write a better script. That district attorney general, whatever she is, Fannie Willis, man, did she flame out. It is so bad. How bad is it? It's so bad that you see actual really good lawyers on TV with the expression on their face of, and you don't often get people that on TV, like they lose, they're so mystified at her behavior that they can't even control their facial expressions. It's just, and that's how bad it was for Fannie Willis. And that's how good it's going to be for Donald Trump, because I'm not a lawyer, but I talked to a bunch of them on TV. And I think that what's going to happen there is that she's going to get taken off that case. It's going to get assigned to someone else. Someone else that doesn't go to the White House and coordinate all the behind the scenes. And when somebody else actually looks at the facts of the case, they're going to say, oh, what? Shit. Get this out of here. What's this doing here? So that's, and you know what you might want to do to celebrate that when that happens? You might want a nice mug, a nice That Kevin Show mug. You can put all kinds of adult beverages in here. You can put your Diet Coke in here. You can put your coffee in here. I like the coffee. Anyway, isn't that beautiful? I want to say thank you to Eric Hastings. He designed all that for me. What a chum. What a guy. All right, so. You know why else it was a very strange news week? Because then the other trial came to its crashing conclusion. And Judge Ergonon? Egghead? Whatever his name is. The guy that looks like the guy from the Mad Magazine. That guy. You know, he looks like one of two people. He looks like what Alfred E. Newman would have turned into when he got old. Or he reminds you of that one uncle that everybody in the family told you not to go anywhere near when you were, you know, under age 5. Just stay away from Uncle Ergonon. Just stay away from him. Yeah. But nonetheless, he seemed to have a party, didn't he? Every day that they had that trial going on in New York, he was smiling at the camera. $350 million that the president is being ordered to pay for making loans good. I don't know how that worked. And then he can't do business in the state of New York for 3 years. Anybody think this is an overreach? Anybody think this is going to get overturned at the first sign of an actual courtroom with a real judge in it? It's kind of my take on it. Anyway, I got to go back to what David said in the slug tonight. The less efficient, the cold open had the president barking at the country this last week. I want the border closed. Okay. Then undo all the executive action that you did to open it. What are you, a dum-dum? It doesn't take much to figure out if you did all the things that made it this way, you can undo those things and just plug it back up again. But no, he's got to lay on the beach and contemplate life, but he wants Congress to close that border, except that he's the one that did it with the executive actions. But who's wasting more time, him or Nikki Haley? Who, did you see this? She campaigned in Texas this week. Texas is during Super Tuesday. She's not going to be in the race on Super Tuesday, and if she is, she's not going to have any gas, because she's about to get throttled in South Carolina, which is where this guy was. This was the overflow for his crowd at the speech that he gave in Conway, South Carolina. This was just the overflow. This is the outside of the building. And he has 250,000 people there or something. It was crazy. She goes to Texas, and look at this, 1,250 people, which might actually be a good-sized crowd for Nikki, because I think that might be the amount of all of her South Carolina appearances thus far put in one room. She got 1,250 people out for the Texas, but Texas isn't even voting. And you'd think she'd be fighting for her life in the state where she thinks she has a chance. Here's the secret though. She doesn't. It's a little known secret. She has no chance. It's so over. When the race started after New Hampshire, she was 26 points behind him. Now she's nearly 46 points behind him, and she's been campaigning every day. Now, you lose 20 points in the polls, and you're doing the best you can, and you were the governor of the state, and you What are you doing? Biden's barking at Congress saying fix the border when he messed it up, and Nikki Haley's campaigning like she's going to be president, but she's not winning anything anywhere, and she's drawing no people. And meanwhile, they're using lawfare to take down the former president, trying to keep him from becoming president again. Isn't it an interesting weekend? All right, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. In the second hour tonight, your chance to win the beautiful... Well, we also have the black mug with the white logo. You can win that one, too. I like this one. This is the one I love. I'm so glad you're here. We got a big show for you. Stick around. It's That Kevin Show. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is no stranger to those of you who have caught us on the Salem News Channel, but for those of you listening on some 300-plus radio station, you may or may not hear the voice of my next guest on a regular basis. He fills in for some of the people heard on many of those stations during the week, but he's also a legend, not in his own mind, in his own town of the great DFW Metroplex, and you have to know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody to call it that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Mr. Mark Davis.
Kevin, thank you very much for that kind intro. Appreciate
it. You're very welcome. So I don't know if I ever made mention of this to you. In fact, I think outside of just a couple of SNC things, this is the first time we've ever kind of really interacted, and I'm excited to have you on the show. But there was a fellow who used to produce radio for me years ago by the name of Gary Villapiano, and he was a WABC guy back when you were working at the other station there in Texas and sometimes doing network stuff. And I'm just curious if you have memories of the V-Man, because he used to sing your praises long before I ever had the chance to meet you.
I appreciate it enormously, and I think the best I ever heard of that was secondhand, because I certainly know the name, but I don't know that we have ever met. It's an odd and incestuous world, as you know, because I was at WBAP for 18 years, been here in Salem World for 12, put those together, and coming up in March, I'll have 30 years here in the Metroplex.
And you barely look old enough to be that old.
I know. How is that? I started when I was 10. How in the world is that possible? Radio keeps you young if it doesn't kill you. And so from the ABC people and consultants, and it was just a crazy corporate world of people, and corporate radio gets a bad rap, and sometimes it deserves it, but it depends on what the corporation is and who the people are. And I've had a real great lucky run of being in the company of, under the tutelage of, under the guidance of, and being the property of some pretty smart people. So I'm very blessed.
It's very interesting to hear that side of the story, because I think this was back in the day when ABC was trying to figure out who was going to fill in for Rush and kind of maybe get that time slot and so forth. And from the ABC network offices in New York, the V-Man, as I oft referred to him, was a Mark Davis advocate. And he thought that you deserved the shot that they ended up giving to Hannity, because he thought you were just a better radio guy altogether. And I want to talk to you about this, because I had Gallagher on the show probably in the third or fourth week of us doing the That Kevin Show on the network now. And we were talking about old-fashioned radio guys that brought coffee to people when they were an intern and worked their way up from sweeping floors and doing weekend shifts and, you know, bouncing from market to market and doing the stuff to come up through the ranks. There's not a lot of those that are at some of the more peak places in our industry right now. And I'm wondering your thoughts on what you feel like they might have missed out on.
Only everything. Who's going to be doing the energetic talk shows 30 years from now? Now, is there young talent? Are there folks who are, you know, slogging away in the salt mines right now who might be, you know, 30, which I was when I got my first major market break in Washington, D.C.? I suppose there are, but the first problem is there are so many fewer jobs. There's satellite-driven networks, and as a Salem employee, I'm a huge fan of at least one satellite-driven network. and here at 6:60 a.m., the answer, I'm the morning show, and then we're well served by Hugh Hewitt before me, Mike Gallagher afterward, Dennis Prager after that, Seb Gorka, you know, Officer Tatum, etc. So that's great, but ultimately what it's meant is that in a market like Dallas-Fort Worth, where I arrived in 1994, there were probably 10 or 11 guys doing major day part shows across three or four news talk stations. Those days are gone. You ever get people, Kevin, who ask you, hey, I'm thinking about getting into talk radio. Good luck with that, because the local marketplace, the farm team, the AAA ball has largely evaporated. So, I mean, podcasts create opportunities for everybody. I'm not in a bummer about the state of spoken word broadcasting. I think our future could be very, very bright, especially in the Salem environment where we're doing like everything. But as far as traditional radio, and I very much sound like the boomer in my front yard shaking my fist at a cloud.
That's okay, man. I'm right there with you.
Starting in a small market. I mean, I was a news guy in Charleston, West Virginia, had my first talk show in Jacksonville, Florida, then Memphis, then Tampa, then Washington, and then here.
Wow.
That's hard to replicate now, not because I'm so special, but just because the pathway doesn't seem to be as well paid.
That makes the last 30 years of you being in Dallas sound much more restful, which I just picture every time that move happens, it's all the boxes and all the stuff all over again.
We're speaking
with Mark Davis, who you sometimes see on programs like SNC Tonight or filling in for Dennis Prager, a number of other talent across the board. And, of course, every morning, almost every morning, he's with Mike Gallagher on the M&M Experience, where they kind of cross-talk between Mike's national show and Mark's morning show there in Dallas. And Dallas was a very good market to me, Mark. I grew up on the west side of Fort Worth. I remember listening when my parents would tell me to go to bed. I remember listening to my AM radio under my covers, WBAP, the great Hal Jay and others calling the play-by-play Ranger games on AM 820 and hearing Mickey Rivers getting ready to steal a base and Nolan Ryan striking out some legendary batter. And the way the spoken word brought life into my brain and allowed me to see things that I couldn't see in any other way, I never gave it any thought as to whether or not I was going to work in the field. I didn't know if I would. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But man, did that impact me in terms of the power of the spoken word. And I'm curious, Mark, because there's a lot that is going to be said this year in spoken word about the future of our country and the elections that are just in front of us. And I'm a faithful Gallagher, Mark Davis, M&M Experience listener. I catch you guys almost every day. What are your thoughts? What are your honest, words, if you will, about where we're at as a country and what this next election means to us?
The first thing I want to address is there are people who will say we've never been so divided. I think maybe we have. I'm old enough at least to remember being a kid in the 60s. There was that thing called the Civil War 100 years prior to that. I think division, deep, sharp division, is something we've experienced as a country before. But we've just never done it in the era of these cell phones, podcasts, social media. Everybody has a platform. And by the way, that's a good thing. It's very democratic with a small d. So many people with so many opportunities to say things means there are millions of people with an opportunity to just fuss and moan and be mean to each other. It'll bring out what a society is. And what our society has always been has been some people who are good and have goodwill and have a constructive desire to engage, and other people who are just jerks. It seems that all the jerks have Twitter platforms, and some of them have cable news shows. So in the midst of all that, you're just going to have all kinds of anger and angst, a dominant media culture that absolutely despises conservatives. Conservatives have every right to fight back. I've always tried to be, to borrow a Mike Gallagher term, the happy warrior, to constructively engage with callers who disagree, elected officials who disagree, so that we can get back to that time. Right now, it's like, I disagree with you, so you must be stupid or you must be evil. I want to get back to a time where I disagree with you. Let me tell you what I think. You tell me what you think, and we'll let an audience figure out who's right. I miss those days, and I hope they can be retrieved.
He's Mark Davis. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show, and we couldn't be happier than to have you come back right here to Times Square when we continue.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden visiting the town of East Palestine, Ohio yesterday at the invitation of the mayor. That visit about a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment that released toxic chemicals on the town. Biden saying he will be with them till the end and hold Norfolk Southern accountable. A house in Sterling, Virginia, less than 5 miles from Washington Dulles Airport, exploded last night as fire crews were inside, killing one firefighter, injuring at least 11 others, including 9 other firefighters. President Biden saying yesterday he was both not surprised and outraged by reports of the death of Alexei Navalny, the longtime Russian opposition politician and critic of Vladimir Putin, who Biden believes is responsible for Navalny's death. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That Kevin Show. If you ever miss a single part of the broadcast, we're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the other places. I don't even know where all we are, but you can go check it out. That Kevin Show. And of course, all the cool, snazzy merch that we've got now, the coffee mugs and so forth, that's at That Kevin's Store. I hope you'll check that out. .com. Mark Davis is my guest, and we were just speaking, Mark, before the break about the kind of unique times that we live in. And I love having fellow broadcasters on the show and kind of profiling you guys, because I think it gives an audience an opportunity, especially in a day where everything's digital. If somebody in L.A. wants to listen to Mark Davis because they like something he has to say, they can do it now. They don't have to listen to KRLA. They can listen to K-Sky if they want to. And at the end of the day, nobody can tell them not to, which is kind of, to use your word, the small D democratic kind of cool thing about the technology age that we live in. But you made mention of the fact that this division is not unique, and that sometimes we confuse evil with just being disagreeable. But I have to ask this question. And it's something that President Trump asked in his speech the night before New Hampshire when he gave the speech in Laconia. And it was actually kind of a throwaway piece of the speech. It wasn't even that significant in terms of its length. But he asked a question that has rattled around in my head ever since. And he said it something to this effect. Why is it that America, where we've come to look for excellence in everything that we have the opportunity to seek excellence in, why would we ever settle for a president who takes offense at the concept of making America great? And I've heard the debate of someone who disagreeing with you is just, they're not evil, they're just wrong. But I feel like that for the chief executive to not want to pull for America's greatness, to want America to be great, that is a dereliction of duty on some level. What does Mark Davis think about that concept?
The roots of the answer to that question go back all the way 40 plus years to Reagan. It is when the liberal media culture was so freaked out by him because he held bedrock conservative values, some of which involved stories as fresh as today's headlines, borders that work, being strong around the world. To the left, that is kryptonite. And they can't just say our ideas are better because they're not. So we're all racists. We all hate the planet. We all hate women. We all are terrible in various ways. And so this is the way that we approach this election in 2024, where as conservatives, Republicans are going to offer up some ideas that I think a lot of people are going to find appealing. And the only thing the Democrats are going to be able to do is to be able to say, don't listen to them. They're terrible people. They're neo-Nazis. They're racists. They want the planet to die. They want you to die. So when it all comes down to the way greatness is defined, Mike and I were talking this morning that shortly after 9/11, which you know well, here in New York, there were anchors that didn't want to wear an American flag on their lapel because they felt like it was taking sides. An American flag is taking sides? Wanting America to be great is taking sides? Well, it just so happens that the president who offered up this Make America Great agenda is a conservative president, and that was very bad news for the left, so he must be destroyed.
Well, but you know what? It didn't start with him. If you think to even John F. Kennedy, who asked, don't ask me what the country can do for you. Ask me what you can do for your country. The concept of, I don't know, we expect excellence in our attorney and our school teachers and our mechanics. We want whatever they touch to make what they do great. I want my mechanic to make my engine work great. I don't want it to just get far enough down the road that I have to have it repaired two more miles. I want it to work. I would think that the bare minimum that the American people, and I'm going to keep asking this question of my listeners and of others between now and the election, but what do we want from our country? Do we want a country that is, strip it of the label, strip it of the left-right, strip it of the conservative-progressive, do you want a country that fundamentally works towards the well-being of its citizens? And that's going to include national security, that's going to include immigration, it's going to include an economy. Or do you want something that in some way makes us feel guilty for having those things that work well? And I'm not sure that the nation even knows I think inherently we kind of know what we want, but I think they're afraid to articulate that.
They are, and it's tougher because we don't make Democrats like JFK anymore. And to use the mechanic shot that you mentioned, now the most important thing isn't who's the best mechanic, but if you take all the mechanics, are enough of them black, Hispanic, or LGBTQ? When those things are the most important thing, I don't know who's going to fix your car or if it's going to be done right. The world's upside down. Things have been knocked off kilter. Conservatism's trying to bring it back. We are the ones living Dr. King's dream. We don't care about the content. We care about the content of character and not the color of skin. Yeah. That's why DEI is wrong. That's why CRT is wrong. So I think that's going to resonate in November. Hope so.
Yeah.
Conservatives, when we unite, can achieve magnificent things.
Listen to him every weekday morning, Mark Davis, and catch him on Mike Gallagher Nationwide on the Mark and Mike Experience, the M&M Experience, and then be watching him on Salem News Channel because even though he doesn't have anything regular there yet, he is certainly a part of the family, and we love having him around. Mark, keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay here.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Glad to have you with us. We are at the Fountain Blue in Miami, and we're talking with, over a couple of days, with people about different issues related to the question of energy. And if you've been watching or listening for any length of time, you know that I am most passionate about this, particularly as it relates to the 2024 election. I personally believe that the energy issue is the single biggest driving issue that people should be voting on in this election cycle. I'm going to be interested to get my guest perspective on this. No stranger to that Kevin show is Ed Kovalik, who's back with us as Prairie Operating Group CEO. It's good to see you in person. Last time it was on the Zoom thing. And Alex Epstein, who's the author of The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. And I want to talk to both of you about some key aspects of all things related to energy. But Ed, in your presentation this morning, you referenced the single cleanest molecule of energy produced. And you said that Prairie is doing that. How are they doing it?
Well,
We're doing that by implementing best-in-class technologies, and that's what we do really well in this country. We innovate. For one, we use an electric rig, so we're very low emissions. We don't truck oil or gas from location, which is also, you know, a cascade effect in lowering emissions. And so through the regulatory process in this country, a lot of good has been achieved, and it's forced companies like us to perform at the highest possible standards. But we've gone above and beyond those standards and outperformed, which makes it ironic that some in the political establishment would have us try to source incremental barrels of supply in other countries that don't practice anywhere near the kind of discipline we do in producing oil.
Well, okay, so there's so many problems with the current lists of policies. You're making tyrants rich. You're allowing wars to start. The third world is getting poorer. Alex Epstein, you've written the book, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. The three things I just listed are just, it's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the moral impact of what we do. But how can it be wrong for us to say, let's continue to use the moral or the supply that we know works already while we continue to do things the way Prairie is and finding those ways of doing it better, cleaner, more purely as we go forward? Because as Ed said this morning, this is an issue of addition, not transition.
Well, but it depends on how you think of it. So the prevailing way of thinking of it, which I think is totally wrong, but is transition to net zero by 2050, right? So that's the idea of there should be no new CO2 going into the atmosphere on net after 2050. And I think in practice, that means the rapid elimination of fossil fuels. So whatever is happening on the producer side, I mean, in general, yeah, you want to do things more cleanly if you can do them cost effectively. But whatever happens on the production of fossil fuels will still emit CO2. And I don't think we can cost effectively capture carbon globally by 2050. That's really cheap. So fossil fuels are going to continue to emit CO2. So if your idea is, hey, we want to keep using fossil fuels and sort of do it better, that's one perspective. That's not the net zero perspective at all. The net zero perspective is we got to rapidly eliminate fossil fuels. That is the number one goal that all other goals should be sacrificed to. And my idea is, well, that's an anti-human goal. Because you are going to destroy the world's availability of energy. 8 billion people cannot even be fed with that policy, let alone have any kind of meaningfully good life besides that. But it's because my priority is not rapidly eliminating CO2 at all costs, but it's advancing human flourishing. And so from that perspective, I don't think it needs to be a big priority to reduce CO2 emissions. I think it needs to be a big priority to get way more people energy.
Yeah. Well, we've been dealing with CO2 emissions since the beginning of time. Humans have found a way to coexist, and I'm not saying that we should dump as many of them into the atmosphere as possible. But Ed, the third party that's not with us in this conversation, Scott Tinker, said this weekend that there's no such thing as renewable. What do you mean?
Well, there is no such thing as renewable energy. They're just different forms of energy. There are trade-offs. The things that we think of as renewable, solar and wind, aren't renewable at all. I guess it's a clever marketing term that's been coined, but at the end of the day, just the level of inputs that have to be invested in terms of human capital, resources, critical minerals to make those things, and then the obsolescence of solar and wind infrastructure, what do you do with them when they're end of life? When you look at the full cycle of those sources of energy, the way I described, we look at the full cycle economics of an oil and gas project, they're not only completely uneconomic, they're also extremely destructive to the environment, which runs counter to the narrative.
Right. Alex, back to the moral case for just a second. The powers that have aligned that are kind of autocrats on planet Earth, Putin, Jing, some of these other leaders, they choose fossil fuels because they're cheap and controllable, and there's no issue of whether or not people are going to be able to have access to them. The West has pursued this policy of cemeteries for solar blades that are being buried all over our nation. How did we get so far off the messaging, especially when it comes to the wars that people like Putin have started, the wars that the mullahs in Iran have started, because they have been empowered by a very high cost per barrel that has allowed them to get away with basically murder.
Well, it's kind of the same answer I gave before, in that the number one popular political idea in the world today is rapidly eliminate fossil fuels.
Like, it's a religion.
Yeah, and I was going to get to that, actually. It has that quality to it. Mm-hmm. But because it has this idea of, okay, I'm going to sacrifice to this goal, like, which is this superior being, I'm going to sacrifice to it, and everything else is subordinate to that. And so what happens is that's a goal that doesn't make any sense because it ruins your life and because we're actually not endangered by a changing climate. We can deal with basically any climate as long as we have a lot of energy and a lot of freedom. And what happens is we've bought into this dogma, but people who live closer to nature and closer to poverty haven't. So China has 300 plus new coal plants in the pipeline designed to last 40 years each, right? So you put yourself as just this, you put yourself in this very perilous thing. And even if you don't go net zero, which we absolutely won't do in practice, but you just cede massive amounts of security and you cause yourself massive amounts of hardship, which you've seen with Europe, but now Biden seems to be determined to copy Europe, even though Europe should be learning from us.
I'm thankful for Alex Epstein joining us to get the book, More Case.
And the new one is Fossil Future, by the way.
Okay.
And that's better. You don't even need to read the first one.
All right.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
She says on her Instagram that in Christ there is life, and that life is light for all mankind.
Here's Tyrion.
I got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been feeling for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, drink the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust. Lord, we've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me.
Come in tiny packages. The powerhouse known as Tyrion on That Kevin Show.
Hey, get that soundtrack. Search hashtag new music spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.